BARDA reviewed 22 mRNA vaccine development investments and began canceling them.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who has made anti-vaccine claims in the past, announcing that the technology behind COVID vaccines won't be funded anymore.
As the pandemic showed us, mRNA vaccines don't perform well. The vaccine paradoxically encourages new mutations and can actually prolong pandemics as the virus constantly mutates to escape.
Yeah, so none of that is actually true. The vaccines managed to keep many, many people out of the hospital.
Angela Rasmussen is a virologist at the University of Saskatchewan. Experts see this decision as a bad bet against a life-saving, Nobel Prize-winning technology that pulled humanity through a long pandemic, and the health secretary is wrong about what makes them longer.
Viruses mutate when they replicate, and they replicate when they spread. The best way to prevent a virus from spreading is to make sure those people are protected against the virus by vaccination.
You're very frank, remember, it's like nothing.
The jabs that protected billions, including children and the elderly, took testing, clinical trials, mass production, and distribution. But it was all possible in less than a year because of this novel technology.
mRNA technology makes it really possible to rapidly respond to a novel emerging virus.
Which means this funding loss, $500 million US, is a bet against fighting future infectious diseases and possibly more,